Day, February 11th, Valentine's Day karaoke at Radio Bean, 8 p.m. until late. It is free this year, which is awesome. It's totally free. There's no reason for you not to come. You don't have to sing if you don't want to, but you should totally sing. We're doing love songs and Valentine's Day themed things. We're going to have glow sticks. We're going to have candy. We might have some little Valentine's Day card making. Super exciting. And we're going to be doing matchmaking throughout the night. So yeah, that's really awesome. And you won't be forced to be in a matchmaking duet situation if you don't want to. When you get there, there'll be regular karaoke signups, and then we'll have matchmaking signups. We're going to have 5 well-known love song duets, and you can say, hey, I want to get matched with somebody, and I know this song. And then you'll say exactly that on the form, and then we'll go through and we'll pick 2 people to sing a song together a couple times throughout the night. So it's going to be super exciting. Maybe you will meet your future partner. Maybe you'll get matched with one of your old Tinder matches that you haven't seen in forever. It might be super awkward, or it could be super awesome. So we're really looking forward to that, and we hope to see lots and lots of people there. Halloween karaoke was a great turnout. Hoping to see the same for Valentine's Day. Again, you don't need to be in a couple. You can be in a couple. It can be a date night. It can be matchmaking night. You can just be having fun with your friends. Everyone is welcome. Next Wednesday, 8 p.m. at Radio Bean. I'm going to hand it over to Ava because she has the first track picked out for us now. So here she is.
Hello, everyone. It is Ava, or as some may know me as DJ Pilk. As I also am on to... Also, hang on. Let me get my thoughts in order. Number one is I have my radio show, my actual radio show, later tonight from 6 to 8. So if you like any of my picks, feel free to tune in. I will be playing a lot of rock and a lot of Clash to commend Clash Day, which is happening on February 5th, which I'm super excited about. But the first track, not that my dad's listening, but I'm dedicating this to my dad. He is a huge Devo fan. He loves Devo. He came on and did a set with me maybe my sophomore year, and we played this song by Devo, Uncontrollable Urges, and it quickly became one of my favorite Devo songs. It also quickly became one of my sister's least favorite songs in the world. She hates when I play it, so I guess this is also somewhat dedicated to her. As Lila and I said earlier, we love Lila and I love getting a reaction out of each other, but sometimes I feel like I'm treated how I treat my little sister to get a reaction, and it makes me giggle every time. After Lila puts this PSA away, I'm going to have her start playing this track. We're also, from my set, because I have class at 2:30, going to hear from some Dead Milkmen, BC Boys, Elvis Costello, and Squeeze. So without further ado, this is Uncontrollable Urge by Devo, and I hope you enjoy.
Got it. Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Oh, God, girl, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance, we'll dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. And security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child. Just you and me. Eat fudge, banana, swirl. Just you and me. We'll travel around the world. Just you and me. Punk rock girl.
Thank you. sits, the old conceits. The clip replies, the same defeats. Keep your finger on button issues with crocodile tears and a pocket full of tissues. I'm just an artist, slip, unwind the world of the nervous tick. In a very fashionable hovel, I hang around and to be tortured. You'll never be alone in the bone arches. Spazzle with the bottle is nothing so novel. So in this almost empty gin palace, through a two-way looking glass, you see your Alice. You know she has all your jealousy. In a sense she still smiles, very sweet. Charged with insults and flattery, her body moves with madness. Do you have to be so cruel to be callous? And now you find you fit this identikit completely. You say you have no secrets, then leave discreetly. My hands were clammy and cunning. She's been suitably stunning. But I know there's not a hope in Hades. All the lattice catcalling, wolf whistle. So-called gentlemen and ladies dogfight like rose and thistle. I got a feeling I'm gonna get a lot of grief. Once they seemed so appealing, now I have beyond belief.
All right, I was eating my lunch, so sorry if it sounds like I'm chewing, because I am. Okay, I feel like, before I talk about the songs, you know that guy, that British guy, who's like, one bite of beans, and he just like swallows the whole thing?
Bevo.
Yeah, Bevo. Get on the mic, Lila.
Bevo. Mm-hmm. His name is Bevo.
And he just like, he's like, all right, going down the gullet, and it like...
And he just gulps. He like takes the
giantest
way.
Bite of, like the largest bite of food I ever did see, and then just goes... And like tries to choke it down. And that's what I felt like trying to finish my lunch before I Bevo hopped on the vibes. Mic. Bevo vibes. All right, so there's my post-it note. We just listened to Beyond Belief by Elvis Costello. Before that, we listened to Mumbo Jumbo by Squeeze, Intergalactic by Beastie Boys, Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen, and Uncontrollable Urges by Devo. Yeah, I don't know. That's all I gotta say about that, low-key.
Low-key.
I'm gonna hand it off to Lila, because this next song that we're gonna listen to is a cover, excuse me, from one of my favorite bands of all time, or a mix. I think it's a mix.
It's not a cover, it's a remix.
Sorry, I misspoke.
Yeah, it's, this album is called Mix Factory. I'm not sure if that's the artist. I mean, I guess that's the original artist. The track is called Take Me Away, and we're gonna listen to the XTC Come Hard mix. Yeah.
The Come Hard mix.
Yeah, okay.
I was gonna make a joke, but I don't know if it's appropriate. It's
probably not. Probably not. At all, Ava. Keep your thoughts to yourself.
oh, wait.